You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Shalom. Aloha and shaloha. It is Monday, March 15th. Beware the Ides of March, as they say.
Is that what this is, the 15th?
The 15th is the Ides of March. That's the day that Julius Caesar was warned he would be murdered. And Brutus ettued his ass.
It's crazy we both knew exactly what that whole story meant. It's so wild.
I think I learned it from crosswords. Ides kept coming up, and I was like, what is Ides?
Right. That's such a crossword answer, Nofit.
Zoom tight.
Where it's like, hey, use a real word. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I didn't really understand crosswords, and then I tried to make some of my own, which I failed at, but one of the many things I started during quarantine. And I didn't realize, like, a bunch of those weird little words is just... The whole idea is, like, right. You're trying to put all these words together, and then you get, like, IDCF together, and it's right. Like, oh, is that a word?
Right.
So,
gotta make,
like,
some sacrifices.
Yeah. Ernie Els pops up a lot. Ott, O-T-T, some hockey player or something like that. Bobby Orr, I think.
Interesting. Well, but folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. Today is a simple check-in with me, Ryan Rosenberg, and my wonderful co-host here, Mr. Dan Lippert.
And I am wonderful. Thank you very much, Ryan. But of course, you are as excellent as I am wonderful.
Oh, I appreciate that.
And looking good, Rosenberg with the rose on his shirt. And by the way, that shirt is a fit that really shows off your shoulders and your buffness.
Wow. I'll tell you what. Sometimes you gain weight and it looks like muscles. And that's fine. I don't care.
Yeah. I mean... our health doesn't matter as much as what people think when they see us.
Physical form? That's the thing, man. Insides do not matter. Uh-oh. Oh, yeah. Oh my God. It's the Big Show. Hell yeah. Dan could play the Big Show.
I did play the Big Show.
I know.
Okay.
WWE. But also, we got to find
WWE.
On the WWE, we have to find that picture of you in the sling or whatever.
Yeah, I have it. I have it on my phone. I wonder if we've posted it already.
May have to send it to Brian to pop in right here.
Yeah, Brian, you're going to get a salacious photo of me. We did UCB WCW. We did one show of it that we had taken the idea from. They had done it at UCB New York, and we did it out here. So it was like a comedic wrestling show, and I played the big man, and the premise was that I was like 70 stories tall. And I fought our friend Anthony Gio, single dad Jim Hamlin, for the custody of his kids.
What was his finishing move again?
Breakfast for dinner.
For dinner. And he made you eat breakfast for dinner?
Yeah, I think he makes you eat pancakes or something like that.
And didn't we try to do a bunch of, like, forced perspective stuff where you look huge, like 70, like we a tiny Coke can or something like that?
Yeah, yes. I bought a tiny, like a really tiny novelty Coca-Cola can and drank it.
Yeah.
And I think of my finishing move was I dropped a penny and it was as if it fell all the way through your head or something like that.
That was good. I'll tell you what. I did one wrestling match in that and almost puked. It was so hard.
Well, you didn't do it. Who would you fight?
I think it was like Johnny Svarsbein and like, okay. But I think I was in there with like two or three people.
Right. It was the Battle Royale.
Yes. But man, it was exhausting. Like even faking that shit is like, this is still a lot of moving around.
Yeah.
Your whole body.
The fake thing is exhausting already.
Yes.
You forget that with sports like that where you're moving nonstop. It's like, oh, yeah, I don't move nonstop ever.
Oh, my God. Even, like, anything, moving your body at all, going for a walk is total exercise. Now that you have an adult body, when I was a kid, you had to, like, run or play sport or something. And now it's, like, literally get up and down from the couch 10 times and that's a set of something.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild.
I'm doing a set of...
Couch
stand-ups.
Yeah, right.
Couch get-ups.
Right. Well, Dan, we're checking in. We are about 1 year into the old Q-teen, and I think the quarantine is when we started doing the check-ins, right? Because it was like,
yes,
we're checking in on our mental health, we're doing our weekly watch, our weekly meal, or meal of the week, all that stuff. And it's been about a year, right? Everybody was celebrating sort of the anniversary of the beginning.
Celebrating the birthday of the quarantine. Should we do...
Right.
I mean, hey, this is not a good idea, or maybe it's a great idea. Should we do our big check-in as if the our watch of the year, our meal of the year?
Yes, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, I interrupted your good idea. I'm sorry.
No, no, I don't think I was going to maybe say it, but yeah, let's do that. Let's do that. I'm trying to think right now.
I wasn't going
to
say it.
Well, I mean, I think that was the road we were going down, but I don't think you interrupted.
Okay, good. Wow, look at how comfortable I am.
You're
this?
Very comfortable. It's almost like you don't know you're at work right now. Will you sharpen up a little bit? Okay.
Hey, boss, I get the sales done.
Oh, my God. Wiki feet. Wiki feet.
Big wiki feet.
Big wiki feet for Dan.
Oh, wiki big feet also.
Wiki Bigfoot. Honestly, Wikipedia Bigfoot, and you'll see what's up.
Yeah.
So I think this is very interesting. What was my meal of the year? Surely within this year, I had one meal that was special. You know, one meal that was something.
I could posit that it was a meal you and I had together recently.
It could be.
It was at least that was one of my top 10 of the year.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But let's see.
Well, I was finding that meal of the week was getting tough because you can't just have a great meal every week. You get exhausted. We can't just do it. But surely this year I've had some standouts somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you thinking? What's this meal you're speaking of?
You came over last Sunday and you brought over a you buy, I cook situation.
That's right.
Brought over some ribeyes, some store-bought mashed potatoes and mac and cheese. And we threw the ribeyes on the Blackstone griddle, and I would say it was a highlight meal,
yes,
food wise. But also, it's been a while since we've broken bread around the table and just had a long outdoor hang and chat where we just it was reminiscent of pre-pandemic times.
Totally, it felt so nice to just be like in person sharing a meal, especially because food is one of the things you can't do together right now.
You
know what I mean, like. That it feels so difficult, but it was nice to spread out and have a good one. That was delicious. And nice cook on those steaks, my man.
Hey, the Blackstone does all the work, but thank you.
No, and it doesn't. Just gets hot.
For those of you out there wondering, surely that was the only meal you guys had that night. Steaks, mac and cheese, mashed potatoes.
Of course. You're absolutely right. Why would you need more than that?
You're absolutely right.
There would be no reason to order McDonald's after you ate that meal just to get the McFlurry. But then if you're going to get the McFlurry, you might as well get some fries. There would be no reason to also add that. Especially
if you
couldn't
fries,
finish your steak.
Why not get a few McNuggets?
I forgot about the nuggets. I couldn't finish my ribeye, but I did order McNuggets and fries for the after. And I'll tell you what. I think we all enjoyed it a lot.
We did.
We really did.
It's the power of yes. That's my favorite part about a group hang.
That's right.
It's just everybody saying yes to whatever your friend's idea is.
That's right.
And everyone has a nice time.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a very heartwarming meal, as well as tasty. But it was it was a good heartwarmer.
So I put that up there for meal of the year. What else?
That's up there for me. I had a really delicious takeout meal from Bavel in Los Angeles. It's like a kind of nice restaurant that does like Mediterranean stuff. And we had like a lamb's neck and a bunch of other shit. And it was, excuse me, I thought I had a burp, but I graciously saved it.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. But it was one of the best. I got it recommended. Bavel in LA is just so, so good. I think I did that for Thanksgiving. No. I think like one of the good holidays, we like instead of cooking a thing, got a takeout thing, I think.
Yes, I tried to get that this weekend, in fact, but they no longer are doing takeout meals.
Really?
Yeah, they're temporarily closed, I think, until restaurants open up.
Right. They're probably shifting back into like outdoor or whatever because stuff is sort of opening up again.
Yeah, yeah.
It feels like everybody's sniffing the end with the vaccine and going like, okay, how quickly can we get like 10 people out here? Okay, then 20, like whatever.
Did I see that Monday they're opening movie theater today, the day this comes out? Movie right. theaters and indoor dining, I think, and maybe think. Gyms also.
Which seems a little early to me.
Seems a little rushed. Can we just wait 2 more months?
Yeah. Like, we literally, like, the end date was just announced. And we're like, yeah, yeah, but let's go 2 months before that.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
No, that will fuck it. So much. Yeah, I agree. We got to just stick it out here, you know?
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons I feel like I'm not even rushing for the vaccine, because it's like I can see that it will literally be ready for me in 2 months. I can stay inside some more. Like, I plan to stay inside after the vaccine. I don't care. You're not getting me back out there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, you've seen the way the world works just fine from home.
Yeah.
You can get the job done just fine.
Right.
I've talked to a couple people who are having that back to regular life anxiety, the mm-hmm. social aspects of it, the like, mm-hmm. just, I think the more being a part of more unknowns,
right.
When it's so safe to just be at home all the time.
Right. I mean, people haven't been around people that much, and it takes some energy. And I think
it takes some energy.
I think you're going to see the same bullshit, fucking fights in the street and like just people screaming at each other because it's like, I want to be back out here. And it's like, yeah, we all do. We're all struggling.
Yes.
But I see that the frustration, it'll just be new ways for everyone to be mad at each other, you know? So I'm excited to like really take that slow because I think that I will, and I'm sure I'm projecting that onto people. Like, I've really enjoyed like the space, and so to have to go back out every time I need something will be like, I'm not that excited for it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't even tell. I think I'm ready.
I'll be excited to get to, but I guess the anxiety is the expectation that I'm supposed to that will come.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah,
you don't want to feel like you are like now owing it to be back in the world when you're just like
right.
emotionally being like, I'm right. still, it's really the craziest part is how quickly everyone is just normalizing things. And like once you're doing a thing, everyone is just like, all right, we're just acting. We'll get up in each other's space. And this is just normal. Like I've had to do a couple of things where everyone gets tested for work and you're all in the same space and it's just like people right. are up in your grill all of a sudden. It's like, right. oh Jesus, I haven't done this for a year. Can we right. like,
well, people don't know how other in? People have been living for this last yeah. year. So like they may have been doing that this whole time. They're like, oh, I have a mask on. We can just talk face to face.
Right.
It's like, well, I don't know. I think I still would like the 6 feet maybe.
Yeah. But maybe you know. Forever.
Yeah.
Just that I want to hug my friends, but otherwise this is nice distance. I haven't gotten sick for a year.
Yeah. It's been wonderful.
But yeah, that was a good meal. I'm trying to remember. I wish I had like a slow like.
Did you do a Friedman's? Song. Didn't we talk about Friedman's?
I considered Friedman's a few times. They're doing an Italian thing this weekend, which seems ooh. Fun. They're doing like the Jewish diaspora of different countries.
Oh, cool!
Every week in March or something like that, and so.
That's
this
really
weekend
cool.
is like Italian, but
I would also put the Langer's meal we had in your backyard up there as well. That was a very
that was
satisfying.
Really nice.
I love Langer's, and I have to go like at least once every 2 months or something, and go like sit in there. And yeah. I've been able to, and it was really it hit a spot in my soul that I didn't know needed itching.
Yeah, that's a that was a really good meal. And I did I miss Langer's. I missed that cream soda. Those are the ones. I feel like I haven't really enjoyed food that much alone, even though I've been eating a lot of enjoyable food.
Right.
I think it's like, for yeah. me, the social aspect of a meal is the most fun part, and those are hard to come by.
Totally. Totally. I mean, just the agreement that everybody here wants to eat right now.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It's,
you know what
I mean?
There's no discussion. It's like, you want to be eating, right? Yep. Okay, great. There's no argument about that. Nobody has to be doing it right. It's just, yes, we all need this for sustenance. It's a very so nice thing.
It's connective. You know, you don't all like take a pee-pee together and stuff, you know,
right.
at a basketball game. There's right. not a lot of like
well, human... not anymore.
Yeah.
Thanks, Obama.
Mr. Pee-pee laws. But yeah, so that was that's the meal situation. If someone wants to has a great memory and is like, you talked about this meal, it sounded mm-hmm. like that should be in your top three. Let us know in the comments, correct my us. Friends. Correct yeah, yeah, us. Yeah.
Now, what about your watch of the not week, but year? What was the
watch
your
of
favorite?
The year.
I guess this could be like any type of media, right? This could be just your favorite art you took in. Could be music.
Oh. Maybe I'm going to broadly say the NBA bubble.
Yep.
I think that represented so much. First of all, just the first thing I had that I could just like sit. I've got no attention span anymore. I can't finish a whole movie this whole year. I mean, like I'm
looking at a
movies.
Sticker while I talk to you. I'm like literally Whoa. Listening to everything and looking at a sticker.
Yeah. I've just become like phone, you yeah. know, I'm just constantly
yeah. Yeah.
whatever. So the bubble was something you could kind of have on all the time. It reconnected us to our friends that we like texted about and screened some games over Zoom and all that stuff. And they also represented like understanding the virus, which after that, like the NBA was like why everything shut down, it feels like,
mm-hmm.
when Gobert got sick. And then mm-hmm. it was like, hey, look, we created, this is how everything they've said is true.
Right.
We wore masks. We contact traced. We didn't let people in or out without testing.
Right.
It
was like a big controlled
and nobody
experiment.
Got sick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally.
And then everybody, including the NBA, was like, yeah, but that was expensive and hard. Mm-hmm. So let's just say fuck it. But it was it was cool to see it work.
Right. Yeah. Totally. I mean, bubble basketball was great. And the new season is nice too, but there was something about the bubble that was very special. I agree.
Yeah. The new season has just been so wonky because it's mm-hmm. like, it makes me feel gaslit again, like having an all-star game and being like, we're putting all these people in danger and traveling and having every professional basketball player in one space.
Right.
Every like huge name, every superstar on the same court. It's like, what are you doing?
Right.
This is just a money grab. No one needs the all-star game.
Right. Was there any like a sickness or an outbreak or anything from that? I didn't hear anything.
Not Embiid and Simmons had to sit because their barber had tested positive for COVID.
That's right. Did you see Embiid get hurt?
No, but I just read about
do
it.
Do not watch
morning.
It. Don't. Yeah. It's not even that bad, but it's just one of those kinds that like everybody can identify with because he like hyperextends his knee a little bit.
Yeah.
And you're like afraid that it's going to just like go backwards. And it like sent a chill from my toes to my nose, my man. It sucked.
Oh.
It sucked. Toes it really
to my
sucked.
Nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. I felt bad because I was rooting for him to be out for a few weeks because I had bet on LeBron James to win the MVP and they're kind of head-to-head right now.
Right.
But I just wanted him to have too many milkshakes over the All-Star break. I didn't want him to hurt himself.
This guy couldn't stop drinking milkshakes. He had to sit down. He had to take a break.
But yeah, I don't like watching leg injury videos at all. Do you remember once we were at the second location for home, the one nearer to where I live now.
Uh-huh.
And there was a guy broke his leg in a March Madness game and it was on all the TVs and they kept replaying it.
Yes, yes.
And it was like, I managed to not look the whole time, but I remember it being a particular kind of hell that every TV was showing everywhere around you. There was a leg break happening.
And it makes me think of every sports injury I've ever had of like twisting an ankle or just my body moving in a way that it wasn't supposed to. And they only happen in sports. And I played so much sports as a kid. It was like, it feels weird not playing sports now because my whole childhood was that basically.
Right.
And so every time that happens, it like hits me in my like lizard brain. Like it sends mm-hmm. chills down my spine. I cannot watch that stuff.
Yeah, I have that just from like my ankle pop when that happened. That's mm-hmm. like a trauma that I relive every time I see someone roll their ankle.
Totally. Ugh, yeah, it's horrible. It's horrible. But I agree, that's the big watch. There's got to be like a media watch though too. Like what was your favorite movie that came out this year? Did you have one? Was Parasite last year? That came out
Parasite
before the
was
pandemic.
Before, yeah, I saw that in theaters.
But I didn't watch it till very late. So it might be mine.
You could count Parasite then.
Yeah, it might
my
be.
My movie. I really liked Portrait of a Lady on Fire, which I've said on the air was the last movie I watched in theaters before the shutdown. So I could add that, but I didn't watch it while in quarantine.
Right.
If you watch something in quarantine, that counts, I think. Uh-huh. Parasite.
Uh-huh.
I went on that little run where I was watching just whatever new, like Bloodshot. Ben Affleck's comeback movie, whatever that was, like, just whatever was out there I watched. Mm-hmm. Let me look at my
Do you have one list. Of those letterbox things? Do you do letterbox?
No, it came up recently, but I don't do, I just keep my own little list, but maybe it would be fun to have the social media aspect. Right. I am trying to make the things I enjoy a little more personal. I think sometimes I'm like, I enjoy this. I should letterbox it. I should do the social media. And I'm trying to have some things that are just like a list for me that sure. I check.
Right.
But have you done it?
No. I like the idea of having it so that it's always there. So 1 minute I can go spend 10 days throwing movies on it. And then another time and then another time. And eventually I'll just have this like big list, but I don't have to maintain it.
Right.
So that's why I like the idea of it. But I think that's not what it'll end up being. Like when I thought Instagram would just be like, oh, it'll be like a photo album, but it totally is this other thing now.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So I don't know if I'll venture in, but it seems cool.
Yeah, I'm looking through this list of everything I watched and there's nothing that I'm like, oh yeah.
I enjoyed Barb and Star a lot.
Barb and Star was good. Yeah.
Really fun. I mean, really, I just enjoyed one or two jokes from it a lot.
Yeah.
But it was the main guy being obsessed with being an official couple. I thought was so funny and small. And that the whole game was that he just kept asking this evil villain if he could be in an actual relationship with her. And she's like, yeah, of course, of course. And oh, he was just really funny. Well, I'm down here at Vista Del Mar and there's official couples everywhere. It's nice to see. It's nice to see.
That's a good observation for that movie. I hadn't thought about that moment that much. That character game.
Because you're almost like, what is even the point of this character? And you're like, oh, he's just a sad guy who's in love with like a evil villain. It's so weird.
He just really wants to be loved.
Yeah, wrong person, my man. Wrong person.
Yeah, I guess that would be up there, but not. I didn't take in. Almost all of the media I took in was, like, serviceable. It was like, you know what was a big one for me at a time when I was, like, at the highest anxiety, losing it, not sleeping well, et cetera, was Joe Pera Talks to You.
Ooh, I love that.
They did, like, that one kind of, I think it was, like, a pandemic special where it was, like, the Tree TV one. It's, like, the hour-long episode or whatever. And that, like, really, like... It, like, made me emotional because first it was just, like, really good and fun to watch. But also, like, remembering that someone can make something that just is, like, soothing to you when you need it to be.
Right.
Like, I think I forget in creating things that people can take that from the thing you've created. Like, you can, like, provide something at a time when they really need it.
That's
really nice.
And totally.
Every once in a while, people will send us messages about our stuff doing that. And it's, like, nice to connect to that.
Totally. Feeling. Yeah. Yeah.
So that was the media probably. Anything else that you can think of?
I don't know.
I think that was about it. It was so, like I said, everything was so serviceable. I just needed things on or I just needed.
Well, I also can't remember any of it because it was all just in the same place with myself.
There were
like there was nothing to tie to each memory that made them specific. Like when we would go see a movie, we would maybe also go to dinner or who was with us or, you know, like so many different ways to remember it. I watched so many things just on my TV at my desk with almost 10% focus. So like that's none totally of them feel like special almost.
Like Hubie Halloween and
loved Hubie.
That was like we watched that here, and it like that was a fun and Borat we watched in our backyard with Big Grande. Like those were like the events, so I have like a fondness for those on top of everything else.
that very first when he gets hit on the flagpole. Oh, it's really funny.
But yeah, what else were we doing in our check-in? Screen time? Can you check annual screen time?
My screen time went way up because I stopped caring about it. But it just changed. Everything changed so much. It was
weird.
There
were no 2 weeks that were the same.
Right.
No,
screen time was up. What was it? Sleep?
Yeah, sleep. How did you sleep this year? Pretty bad for me.
Yeah, I slept pretty bad.
I removed.
As you can see.
Yawn, I slept bad. I removed my box spring and my mattress pad because my bed was too high for my dog to get on.
Mm.
And now I just don't have enough separating me and the like slats I have. It's like IKEA, and they're not comfortable on there.
You can feel them?
And I think, well, they keep falling, and so I'm at an angle all the time. There's nothing holding the slats in place.
Uh-huh.
So I think my back is getting worse, and my sleep is slightly more fitful, though I am still big up on this alarm that the lights is what wakes you up. That has been nice for me.
Cool. That's a nice change.
So those are my big sleep changes this crazy year. Have you? What about sleeping in the new place? Good sleeps?
It's nice. It's very nice. It's a nice dark room when I want it to be. The curtains make it nice and dark, and it's so much quieter than where I was. Like, I don't hear, all the noise of just, like, the street outside or police sirens or whatever. I'm just in a much more kind of quiet zone, so it feels really, really nice. And there's birds in the morning sometimes. It's really cool. Ooh. I mean, I'm not, like, in nature, but it feels like that as compared to, like,
but there has never been a bird at your last place.
Yeah. Well, dead birds fell out of the sky occasionally, but I don't know what that was about.
That's the sleep. I'm glad. I mean, that's the thing is, like, weirdly, as things have moved along at a snail's pace, big changes have erupted every now and again. Like, that moves a big change.
Huge. For you. I mean, of so many bad things happened this year, and we went through such a tough year, but I also was able to, like, do some things that are making me really happy. So I feel pretty optimistic at the 1 year check-in.
That's
I feel
good.
Like we've gotten through most of the hard stuff, and I made it, and now we're looking towards mostly good stuff. Like, a bunch of my family got vaccinated because they hit the age requirement, or like in the health field or whatever. So, like, I feel pretty good about my family safety. And like we were saying, if everybody's supposed to be able to get vaccinated by May 1st, I've already made it a year. I can make it another month, you know?
Yeah.
So I feel pretty optimistic. I feel pretty happy.
Nice to have, I mean, to just have leadership up top, how much less time we talk about how crazy we feel, like, it's just stability in the home is nice.
Totally.
That's probably one of my I really liked watching the inauguration. It made me like pretty emotional. It was like a really nice reset to like just see all that we talked about when it happened, but all the people in leadership positions acknowledging the insanity and being like, we're here for you and we're going to make it better and we want it to be better.
Yeah.
Even
acknowledging their responsibilities.
Yeah.
That, like, it's their job.
Yeah.
Not his to be like, it's on the companies. I don't know. I'm not related to the companies.
Yeah. It's like, God, remember that press conference that Trump, the first one he did, where it was like, there's going to be drive throughs at all the Walmarts and all the whatever. It's just like spouting off random bullshit. God, good riddance, burn in hell. We'll just see you in hell.
Insane.
I'm going to dance on that grave every day when that man dies. So that's that. I mean, what else did we used to do in the check-ins? There was the five things. Oh, I think we're probably coming upon the big share.
Oh my God. And I have a big
one. The annual big share.
Yeah.
Now, if you're new to the Patreon, in our check-ins that we would do during the pandemic, we would always end every episode with a big share.
This is actually huge because it's been a whole year.
Yes. So this is the biggest share of all.
Right.
I had a dream that I was on Saturday Night Live, but I couldn't find the script. And so that's probably my big share.
That's huge.
Thank you.
God, that was so big, that might be big enough for both of us.
Yeah, I think that's it. So that wraps up the big share and our big check-in.
Yeah, nice to know you guys.
Nice to know us. We appreciate you being here for some of the more revealing moments.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you had that dream.
Yeah. It's crazy. I can't believe I said it. We might cut it.
Cut that, Brian. Cut that.
And don't meme it. Of course, the big memes. We've been memed a few times this year. Contrary to our request.
Yeah, I think we've been memed.
Yeah, I think we've been memed. Don't meme me.
Oh, my God. How could they? I'm your biggest fan, if you will.
Nice. So, yeah, I mean, the only other thing now is a little... we have, even though this could have happened already, there is some up-in-the-airness about the release. But soon or already... Big Grande website will have released some more content. So for That's our right. Patreon subscribers, this could be a scoop or it could have happened already, but check out biggrandewebsite.com for our newest proyecto.
And let's just say it. It's been a lot of fun.
It's been, hasn't it been?
It's been a lot of fun, and it's been quick and dirty, which is how we like to work.
That's right. We are quick and dirty boys. And yeah. I think to wrap up the COVID year, 1 year Ides of March check-in, I would say that for me, I don't know what this year would have looked like without this podcast and Big Grande to be able to like see my friends, express myself, and let out some of my energy and just have something to work on and look forward to and have people respond to it has been really meaningful for me this year, so... I appreciate the listeners and patrons, and I appreciate you, Ryan. It's been nice.
Thank you, Dan. I feel the same way. I appreciate you, too, and as well the listeners. Yeah, you guys kept us all going and made it feel like there was a reason to keep doing it. So we appreciate you.
Yeah, and I honestly don't know if people had unsubscribed what I would have done if this Patreon went away. I might have just moved home and
Well, yeah, what if it dropped it from like 700 to zero just in like 1 month and we were just like, oh, I guess everybody who was once interested at once is no longer interested.
Can't blame anyone here. Obviously, this is a
Obviously,
sign.
We need to go back and listen to whatever the last episode was because someone must have said something incendiary.
Oh, that was the episode where we had Myers Leonard on and let him spout off.
Yeah, the bad one.
NBA star episode. Myers Leonard, can you all believe this? The man who refused to kneel during the Black Lives Matter protests was heard on Twitch streaming to the whole world using a Jewish slur.
Can you believe it?
I mean, this man, and I know, let's give him his day in court, but this guy's obviously sucks. I just, right? He looks like he wants to be fucking Wolverine. Yeah. Bro, I hate to break it to you. You make some threes and you yell a lot from the bench. And I know you can break me in half, but, and I know you want to because of my religious beliefs, but it's not going to happen, bro.
Right. Right. I don't feel bad for him, but it's just like he must not know so much. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To make both of those mistakes so publicly. And it's not about like, feeling it and not doing it. It's about like, you don't even know that the rest of us even feel this way.
Yeah.
Like you are so far from everybody that you know or that you associate with. Like you're just insane. You have no knowledge, it seems like.
Yeah. He's just kind of a big meathead who's lived in his own little world. Right, and,
tough deal.
Yeah.
Tough deal. Yeah. You're going to get in trouble for the stuff you did. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Yeah, now you'll know.
Take it from these two, as you call it.
Whoa!
Let's get a bleep on that, Brian. And also, when I say it, put like a yarmulke on my head.
Yeah, and Joe Dan's birth certificate.
Yes. But yeah, Ryan, I didn't want to end it on that sour Myers Leonard note. It popped into my head.
That's okay. It's been a good year of podcasting and a bad year of some other things. But hey, we're making it through, and I think we got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, so we'll catch you on the flip side, everybody.
Peace out, everybody.
Peace out.
The peace up. Peace A-Town sign. Down.
Oh, my God.
Be-new, be-new.
Yeah.
Be-new, be-new.
Okay.
Be-new, be-new.
Hold up.
Let this run. Be-new, be-new.
In the club with my homies. Trying to get a little hee-haw. Trying to get a little hee-haw. And a bit of choppy cheese.
And cut.